think it was just under, I think it was 37 or 6 a day.
Oh, yeah.
It was only a big private house, but it was proof of survival and give great comfort to people and a leg up, you know, really helped them.
Hello.
Sad day for one, wouldn't it, mate?
Sad day, what, Mickey?
If I wasn't above him.
Yes.
He'd be in a proper old mess, I'll tell you, mate.
He would.
She hasn't got us behind him.
Yeah, he would.
How are you, Ada?
Oh, I'm all right now.
You cold, mate?
Well, I did feel a bit chilly. That's you people coming from that ice sphere, as you know.
Good lovely, look who's here.
Who?
Oh, Starla Close. Hello, Barry.
Hello, Mickey, how are you?
Good, large, mate. What's possessed you to come and talk to me after all this time, Conscience?
No.
What have you been up to?
Oh, nothing much.
I'll take your word for that, mate.
Grown up now.
Yeah, put a case you are, cock, are you?
No. How are you?
He is.
Well, it takes all kinds, you know. Well, it's nice to see you, Barry. Are you happy?
Yes, very.
Oh. What about your old man?
Is he? I think so.
Well, I bet you're on a handful.
He is.
No, I think you're probably a good lad. He's all right, ain't he, Doug?
Yes, he's all right. Yes, well brushed.
What do you mean, well brushed? You've got a bit of hair to brush, as a dog's time. What you've got, mate? Ah, poor old, what's it? What of his teeth and one thing or the other?
Oh, he's going to have new teeth.
Are you going to have a full set of teeth then, Dad?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you've been up, we had a beam on the platform, aren't you?
Not this year. We'll have to get on for him for the next conference.
You ought to, though, don't you? Because a public man like you, you want to show, you know, sort of smiling face, don't you?
Oh, yes.
We've been on to him all the conference, haven't we, Douglas?
Yeah. Well, I think you should. You'd be much happier too.
You think so?
Yes, you look nice.
I'll be happy. You will
improve him. Yes. He'd be surprised and pleased when he gets them.
What's he got against having false teeth in?
Says he won't be.
Ah, it'll be the time to go and get them.
Oh, get away. If you've got time to come up to London and waste the morning talking to me, you've got time to go and get your teeth, mate.
He says he won't be able to eat properly. That's what he said.
Well, everybody that's got dentures seems to me has difficulty in eating.
Well, that might be a good thing.
Yes.
Lose a bit of weight.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I think you should, Doug.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll see what I can do towards it.
Oh,
one of these days.
That's three of us on to him now.
This other bloke I've seen before, haven't I?
Yeah, how are you having?
How are you, cop?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. This is the first time.
I've spoken to you before.
Haven't you ever been here in this house, old Flint's place?
No, it's my first time.
Oh, well, I'm very pleased to meet you, cop.
I'm pleased to meet you. I've heard of you. I met you at the church, Reading Church, but not here.
Oh, dear, mate. That reminds me of a song, that does. Meet you at the church.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That was one of those that used to sing that.
Yes.
I remember now. Do you remember, Ada?
What was
that?
Meet me at the church.
Oh, yes.
There was I standing in the church or something. Do you remember that one, though?
The church, yes.
Standing in the church. I used to see them all in the old days.
You having a walk round?
At the old Met, you know. I used to stand up the top of the gallery for fourpence. I see all the great ones up there. Old George Robey, old Nellie Wallace.
Lovely.
All the good old timers. Used to be up there like a shot up the bloody staircase, you know, fourpence. I don't know, in the front of the balcony, if you could get there, like, a bit of luck, you know. Good old days, mate.
I'll bet you enjoy
the old Winkle stores and fish and chip shops.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Those days, I don't know, things have changed. I wouldn't want to come back and live in London now. It stinks.
Oh, some parts all right.
You were hurt, haven't you?
In the old days, it was different. I like the old days best, I think.
Well,
we haven't got much in our pockets, but I don't know, I think there was a...
You
had a bit
of fun, didn't you?
Well, I don't know, I think people are more friendly. Mm. They've got time to stop and have a natter. Now they just push past you. Don't they? You know.
Oh.
It's a speed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't want to listen to me in my past, do you? So you ain't been before Longshanks?
Me? No. Longshanks. Yeah. No, I've been before. I've
been waiting about 2 years to get up, to be perfectly truthful.
A lot of power, you, mate. You do some healing.
Yes.
Good, a lot of healing power around you. A lot of blue in your aura, too.
Oh, I'm glad of that. Yes. I was healing last night.
Oh,
Yeah, so that's your job, I think, healing. There's a terrific amount of vibrational power around you for healing, and there's your aura, you know, is sort of very sort of soft blue and also a sort of green. Yeah, do you know much about auras?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's very interesting.
Well, that's nice.
I could paint them, I could, you know.
I'm very interested, what are you telling me?
Mm. Yes, you have a lot of spiritual power around you, and you have a definite ability for healing. I would say that's your job, mate.
Oh, God bless you, thank you very much. Yes. That's a great work.
Yes, it certainly is a responsibility, and there are some marvellous healers, and a lot of people think they are, and they shouldn't be doing it. So that's not. That's another joke, isn't it? It's all cool, isn't it?
It's quite true, yeah. Isn't it?
Are you getting strung up, Barry?
When am I not, Mickey?
Strung up.
Strung up? How do you mean?
No, he's not there,
he's blushed. No, I'm all right, Mickey.
You know what they say, get strung up, mate, penny bun cost tuppence, probably threepence a fortune. You go boating?
Boating?
Yeah.
No, I like to.
Ah, I don't know why, but I feel very strongly impressed to say that I get you going on boats, and I feel you're going to be associated in some way with boating. I don't know whether it's something you've got in your mind, but I think it's something that's definitely on its way, isn't it?
I want a boat, Mickey.
Well, I'm going to make a prophecy, mate. I don't do it very often, but you're going to have one.
Thank you, Mickey.
Not yet. Don't think
no,
it's coming around the corner. I mean,
we're only talking about that coming along, weren't you?
Because
yeah,
I get you
yeah.
Going boating and getting very interested in boating, and I get you eventually having a boat, and I get you moving, with all due respect to your father,
mm-hmm.
but I eventually get you moving and living near water. But this is way ahead yet.
Yes.
Oh. You must be getting married, moving away, Barry.
Quite possibly.
Mm.
Well, I get it.
Thank you, Mickey.
Very strong. But you could marry a mermaid. No, I think you're capable at your time of life and that. You get your own.
He's got one, a nice one.
Hi, old Doug.
First rate, thank you, Mickey.
God's gift of Reading, how are you?
God's gift to Reading.
He's always well. Arms.
Your circle's about much the same, is it, Auntie Ada?
No, not having one just at the moment. Just a recess.
A what?
A recess.
Holiday.
Holiday.
Mickey, I've no idea who my healing guides are. Could you? Do you know who they are?
Yes, Carl. Yes, hold on, mate. I'll come back. Just
thanks
a minute.
Much.
Yes, all
coming from. But didn't say when. That's right. Time's nothing to them. Nothing
to me.
Say when. Yeah. It's just what you'd like to
live
beside the water, wouldn't it be?
Or on it.
Mm. Or on it.
Mm.
Oh, what do you want, a log?
The badge.
What's a log so you can shut yourself right in? Most expensive than her. Hello. Come along.
Come along, my friend.
Can't quite hear you. Speak to you again.
Hello. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Kim.
How are things?
How's the church? Everything going well?
Yeah, it's going very well.
Well, we did that best last time, you know, but pity about it. No. Couldn't be helped, I suppose, just one of those technical hitches, faults, what happened anyway.
Just a component burned out in the amplifier.
God.
Critical.
Must have been the power we've generated. Blew the thing to pieces. Certainly was a lot of power there that night, believe me. But next time, I think it would be a good idea if we had it on the platform.
Yes.
I think it would be more impressive too. Anyway.
Well, there's no difficulty about that.
We didn't do too bad.
Medium's the biggest difficulty convincing him.
I should know that one. Medium's always a headache, aren't they? Edith? Ed?
Yes.
Ed, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're not speaking too loudly today.
Oh, is that so? I don't know why that is. As far as I'm concerned, I'm speaking loudly, but of course it may not be going over loud.
Oh.
A lot depends on the vibrations and conditions, you know.
Yes.
Just one of those things, they vary so much.
Yes.
This is your son, isn't it?
Barry, yes.
Is that right? Of course.
Yeah, it's a long time since you saw him.
Gosh, last time I saw Barry, he was a nipper.
Yes, he was.
He was a good baby, practically.
Yes.
How old was he? About four?
Oh, no.
No, older than that.
Was
he? He used to come round a lot.
I'm trying to think back. Who was
when we were at Tyler's near you, he was with you quite a lot, wasn't he?
Years come and go. I know that one gets confused with time.
Has he grown?
How old was Barry then? Eight?
About eight or nine.
Yeah,
he was always round that place.
Yeah.
How are you keeping?
Especially in the fruit season.
Oh!
Yes!
I think you thought there might be some scrummaging here. How are you, boy?
All right, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good.
What's all this business about you having a boat? Are you thinking of getting a boat then or something?
Oh, thank you. I want one. Yes.
We'll have to see what we can do about it.
Yeah.
You're not getting married, are you?
Well, I'm contemplating getting married next year.
Well, I can't say. Probably you will, but I hope you do for your sake, if that's what you want and you're happy. You can't beat marriage if you're married to the right woman.
Very true.
Hear that, Enid?
Yes, thank you.
Feather in your cap.
Thank you.
What's happening about the circle? When are you starting that up then?
Well, I don't know. Probably in the autumn, I'm hoping.
I don't think that lad will come again, do you?
Which lad?
Oh, this boy you're keen about.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about the Tuesday circle.
You do get let down, don't you?
Well, I'm afraid I have been.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, nothing to do with the one you're thinking about. I'm talking about Mr. Williams.
Well, I didn't think he would keep going, you know.
You didn't?
Well, not really. I think he was getting a bit fed up with it.
Oh.
But you know, he had the power, all right.
Yes.
But you can't force people.
Well, he may start again, hoping, but...
You can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink, you know.
Yeah, what a pity, though. Right, getting voices, loud voices, as you know, and then sort of dropped it.
There's nothing one can do about it.
No.
If that's what he wants, I don't somehow think he'll start up again.
You don't?
I doubt it. There's no good forcing.
Oh, well.
You're still going to Islington?
Yes. Why?
I'm loving
it. And I'm trying to do my job of work now.
Oh, well, carry on.
Now, don't you like me going?
I'm not saying one thing or the other. I'd like you to do what you want to do and be as happy as you can be.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
I know, but what worries me, and I'll be quite frank about it, is no good beating about the bush. I don't like you getting let down and hurt. It's already happened several times, and it looks as if it could happen again.
Oh, I'm getting used to it.
Yes, but that's not good for you.
Oh, never mind.
You give out such a lot. It takes a lot out of you and you get depressed. I just worry sometimes about you.
I'm not saying
anything about the lads, but you know, it's...
Oh, I only working on the spiritual vibration with them. That's all.
I'm not saying anything about anything else. It's just that you build up so much, and then you
You've got to do that.
Then you get let down, and then you get deflated, and you get depressed.
What, would you like me to pack it all in then?
No, I don't want you to pack it in. But I just want you to realise that. Well,
I think we can take it. If you get let down, you do get disappointed, but in the end...
You give so much of yourself, you know, and you build up, and you...
Then I shan't be a much longer.
I don't want you to be hurt, that's the only thing.
All right, darling, don't worry. It won't be long before I'll be over with you.
Not yet a while, now that's 50 years,
you know. Oh, don't. 50 years.
It'll be a long time before you start trying to come back.
Will it?
Well, frankly, I don't know. I'm just making a joke. I mean, quite honestly, I don't know when you're coming.
I hope it won't be too long.
There's no signs of anything giving way yet.
No.
I shall know nearer the time, and of course I shall be with you when it happens, but I don't think there's any...
Well, you still come every morning.
...doubt that you'll go on for a few years yet. I think you'll probably see your 85th birthday.
Oh, well, goodness. Now you have depression.
I didn't say which side you'd see it though, did I?
No. Nice to hear you again. I haven't spoken to you
before. I always want you to know that whatever I say or do, or even if I'm not able to say or do anything, that I'm constantly near you. I'm very concerned about you, perhaps more than you think. And when I sometimes say things which sometimes you think are strange or puzzling, or perhaps you think to yourself, oh, I don't know why you should say that to me. I know how you think sometimes, but it's because I do love you very much. You know that, and I don't want you to get upset and hurt because you take things too much to heart at times.
Do you hear me speak to you in the morning?
Of course I hear.
Do you hear me talking to you? Of course, it's a one-way conversation, you see.
Not so one-way as you think. You say it's a one-way conversation. It's true you don't hear my voice, but you do receive quite often my thoughts and impressions.
Oh, yes.
And you may sometimes think it's perhaps your imagination, but it isn't. And there's no need to speak out loud. I'm quite capable of reading your thoughts without you shouting.
Oh.
Otherwise, people think you've gone round the bed. No.
Well, I'm usually there alone in the house.
I know that, but it's not necessary.
I think it's marvellous. Wherever I take that clock, you still come and knock.
Well,
even at Bournemouth you did, and
yes.
Glasgow.
I was down with you at Bournemouth.
Yes, I know you were.
I enjoyed the
I know you were.
Meetings.
Yes. I felt you there.
But I want you to be as happy as you can be. And not
well,
get,
I try.
You know, don't get too worked up and upset yourself. People mean well, but sometimes they do stupid things. Sometimes they don't realise how deeply you take it, you know. I don't think I'm running anyone down. I'm not. I'm just facing the facts as I see them and as I know them. Enjoy every day and make the best of each day.
Yes, I try to.
Don't build too much up where people are concerned.
Do you still see the boys?
Yes, of course I do, yes.
And then Mum?
Yes. Everyone says they love and miss you. I must go. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Goodbye,
darling. Bye-bye. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. That is so.
A bit bit louder. In like a foreign language.
Yes.
I thought it was German because he said, yeah, yeah. And he popped in. Well, it don't seem very hopeful, does it, Douglas? Activity circle. But Paul told me the opposite, don't I? On Monday night. And he didn't know anything about it. I'll wait and see.
Assistance to help you with the work of the healing.
Thank you.
Good, do you hear me, brother?
Yes, I hear you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
My name probably will not mean anything to you,
no.
Because it is my first time of being able to speak, and I have wanted for a very long time to come and speak to you, to tell you not only about myself, but of other souls here that are gathered together as one band of brothers to serve, to help in the work of the Spirit around you. My name will convey nothing to you because I was not in England,
yeah.
And in my country I was known for my work in Warsaw.
Warsaw?
Oh, yes.
Can you hear?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I can hear you.
My name is Stanislav.
Oh, yes,
Stanislav.
Oh.
My name is Stanislav.
Yes, thank you.
And I want you to remember me as Dr. Stanislav.
Yes, I will.
And I was killed
yes.
During this war that was last. Yes, the war that was last.
Yes.
I was killed, understand? I have long wish for me to be able to come and speak to you.
Okay.
I want you to remember me as Stanislav,
yes.
Which is a name
yes.
Which I was known.
Yes.
I help you particularly
yes.
With cases that are, how you say, are very difficult. To do with the heart
yes.
And the general physical condition, but when I was in USA, I was a heart specialist.
Oh, yes.
But I have learned many things here I wish to impart to you and work with you to help all manner, all condition of illness.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I understand. Yes.
I am here with Dr. Wright, who was an English doctor, who have bring me here.
Yes.
How you say? Dr. Wright, he has been long time associate also with you.
Yes.
Today, Dr. Wright I here to help you. Dr. Wright, he was good doctor, well-known doctor in London, in the late last century.
Yes.
It is possible for you to find if you wish, but it is not important. We come, we help to you, do the work of the healing among the sick and suffering souls. Also, we hope we'll be able to work in other ways with you, that we may speak to you when you are being used by us, that we can speak to people and to help them, not only with their body, but with their lives and spiritual realization, to give them great knowledge of spiritual things. We want to cure the mind as well as the body, not just only the body, but also the mind. It is very nice, very good to cure the body of the sick and suffering. But if we do not add something of the spirit, then our work is only half done.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes, I understand.
So through you, you can not only heal with the laying on of the hands and the passes that you will make, that we will give to you, as you have already done, but we shall use you sometimes and impress you and inspire you to say and to do certain things, you know, and to speak the words of comfort and of spirit. You have many years, I hope, before you to serve and to work among the sick and suffering. You have been called to serve, and this I know that you will do. Dr. Edward Wright and I, and also Personami, come. Personami is a soul who has been here many long years of time. He was in Persia,
yes.
And he is a very wise man. He comes for the message of the spirit, of the teaching of the life. He is a great soul for the teaching. And Personami eventually has hope to impress and inspire you. But we are content to be patient, as you must also be. But know that we are together, forming a band of protection around you, that you may be enabled to serve and to work and to do the work of spirit in the highest sense, and not only to comfort, and not only to heal, but also to comfort and to also impress upon the people of earth whom you come in contact with in spiritual truth and knowledge. In other words, we are many of us who I cannot talk about today, but many of us gather as one group. Personami will one day, no doubt, converse with you and make himself more fully known to you. And it is a desire that we have that at some time in the future we shall have many talks together, because there is much we wish to tell you, but it cannot be at the moment. We can only do it little by little, but we all send our blessing and our love and our greetings to you, that you may go forward in thanks to do the work of the Spirit for which you have been called. We have great faith in you, my friend. I must go, but I leave you with my blessing and a blessing and love of God from all of us. Peace be unto you. Goodbye.
God bless you.
God bless you, friend.
God bless you.
Very nice.
Wonderful.
He's one of your guides, and there are two others with him. And there's one man who I think was a, well, he's Egyptian or what he was, but he's, well, anyway, he's a funny, nice bloke. Doesn't seem to get right onto the vibration. I think he's a little bit on a higher rate of vibration than me. Well, I know he is. And it's difficult to get a direct contact. But there's a little, you know, quite a group on with you, mate.
Yes.
Personami.
Yes.
Remember that,
that's
Mr.
Right.
Moon?
Personami. Personami, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Personami.
Sorry.
Virgin Diver.
Ever right.
Ever right.
Tennis right.
Tennis right. Right. Mm. Yes. That's wonderful news.
Yeah.
Florence Turner. She was a nurse at St. George's. We could even find her there.
Yes. She worked there with
Dr. Wright. With Dr. Wright. We could have invested in her.
That was wonderful news.
Wasn't it? It is wonderful for him. Yes.
Oh, it's a strange business, I think, that, you know, myself. I don't understand it. I don't really make a cotton onto that at all, you know.
Come on.
You don't
cotton
on to it.
Yeah,
we don't sometimes.
Come on then.
Come on then. Who is it, friend?
I've heard all about you, Spurses.
Have you?
Yes. My wife used to go to Spurses meetings for times. In the old days, yes.
Didn't she go there?
She got mistress for my mother and all that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't quite understand it.
You don't?
Yeah.
How long have you been over then?
Oh, I've been over here now about, I don't know, what year is it?
67.
God bloody hell, is it? 67. God Christ, that's a long time. God blimey, I've been here about 40 odd years then.
Well,
God,
when it's time you started learning something
crazy. Oh, I'm not arguing about it, but I still don't understand it.
You don't?
Yeah. I didn't really cotton on to this at all. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of people on your side that are out here, you know. If you just send out a thought for some help, they'll get it. Are you with your wife now, or is she still on this side?
Oh, she's here with me now. She's her that said about my coming back, and she said I didn't particularly want to, anyway, but she said it'd be an experience. Can't seem to do much bloody good myself, too. So she went to her own taste. I mean, I've got no one left who I want to get in touch with. I wasn't sorry to get away from someone.
I see.
Who are you, anyway?
Hey.
Who are you? Tell us who you are.
My name's Billings.
Billings?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jack Billings.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, she used to drive me out of the wall. She used to come back from these spooky meetings. She used to say, she said, I've got a message for you. I said, just shut your cake eyes. Listen, you know, but now, of course, I know she's right, but I still find it very passionate. But she's very interested in spiritualist meetings. She goes to churches, you know. She makes me laugh. I said, what the bloody hell do you want to go to them places for now? You know what's what? What do you want to waste your time for? She says she likes it. She says she can help people. I suppose she does.
Well, you know she was right, don't you, now?
Oh, she was right. She always was. That was her trouble.
Well,
She sounds a good soul to me. Oh, no, the answer she did. She didn't miss much. She was a good woman, then. That was the trouble. She was too bloody good. I was just the opposite, I suppose. Still, she's helped me a lot since I've been here. But I still don't get this lark about communicating and all that. I suppose it's all right for some people.
What made you come through and speak to us? You don't know any of us, do you?
No. Does that matter?
Oh, no, that don't matter.
Well, so from what I can make out of what my missus used to say from time to time, there's a hell of a lot of bloody people came and no one knew nothing about it.
You're a bit of a case, you are.
Well, I am as I am. Take me or leave me, that's me. Yeah. I never did no one no harm in all my life, and if I could do anyone a good turn, I did it. But that day, which wasn't a church
guy. Well, that's the best reason you can have.
I've seen a few of them lots, believe me. I know they're audition people among them, but poor stuff of crows. When I've seen some of these so-called Christians, I've been bloody sight better out of church than any. Now, you're a spiritualist, aren't you? Well, obviously, you won't be sitting here in the dark.
Yeah, well, it's not the dark to you, is it? You're not in the dark, are you?
Not dark to me, but I know it's dark to you lot. Unless you've got cat's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yes, I was in London all the best part of my life. Mm. My old woman, she was a proper caution, she was.
What part of London did you live in?
Lambeth. Going back a few years now.
Mm. You wouldn't want to come back again though, would you?
Not to live, I wouldn't.
No. You get on there.
It's all right, just go away for a few minutes, have a natter night to you lot.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to be on your side. It takes all kinds to make a world, doesn't it? But it's your world or ours. People get this bloody idea and they'd be bonnets, you know, they're all floating around playing bloody harps, playing singing hymns. A lot of silly old watches.
Am I?
Yeah, I found it last year as real as it is on your side. More so, you know. We have a laugh and a joke and the knees up now and again, you know. People don't understand. It's a very real world in which we are. Not a sort of, you know what people are like. Religious people think you're sitting on a bleeding crowd and playing harps. Never suited me anyway, playing harp, I want musical. Anyway, it's nice to come and talk to you a lot. I understood from my missus that you have a church down at Reading.
Yeah.
She's been down there, she goes to all these special churches. I don't know what she owns them for. She sounds finally very interesting. I think it's a stupid business myself, keep going around, unless you know someone.
Oh, you'll alter later on.
But she says she helps people, I don't know, I suppose she does. Says she helps people through.
Oh, yeah.
I said I'd come with her today.
She helped you through, I reckon.
Yeah, she's all right. She's a good soul. We get on that gas on fire. With that bloody hose pipe.
Now, remember us to her.
Well, you don't even know.
No, well, don't matter. If she's working for our cause.
I like you.
She's one of us.
You're a proper tease, you are, aren't you, girl?
I'm a Londoner as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
What part?
Eh?
What part then?
Oh, I was born in Peckham. I lived at Camberwell. I lived at Brixton.
You don't talk like that.
Victoria. Oh, no, I've been away quite a while.
Yeah. Anyway, all the best.
Mm.
I wish you all the best of luck.
God bless you.
Keep your old flag flying. I expect you're doing a bit of good here and there.
Hello.
Yeah. All the best. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Funny lot, you.
Thank you.
It's been a long time since we had anybody through like that, haven't
we? Mm. Well, yeah, he got through. Right, she helped him through. She was so wonderful.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I tried.
Did you? Oh, you've come through then.
Yes.
Oh, God bless you.
To understand a bit more, you know.
Yes.
But he doesn't quite understand.
No.
Because I like to go out and try to help some of the earthbound souls.
Oh, that's nice.
There are lots of earthbound souls around the earth.
Yes.
Because I was a spiritualist before I came over.
Oh.
And I used to just go to meetings and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And I tried so hard to convince him. Because he knows now, all right. But he can't.
Yes.
But I'm hoping I'll get him to take an interest. That's why I was hoping we need to have a few words, you know, sort of.
You brought him back to help him, did you?
It might help him a bit. Because he's not a bad sort. His heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
But he, you know how it is. He's all right, but he hasn't made all that progress yet.
No.
And I'm trying to lift him up a bit. Because he's all right, you know.
Hard going for you, isn't it?
I can. Anyway, I hope you didn't mind him coming.
No.
It's nice to talk to you. Goodbye, all of you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Especially if it's helped him. Yes.
Goodbye. God bless all of you. And always know that we have the interests, particularly of your little church, at heart, and we should do everything we can to assist you and, where possible, cooperate through this instrument. We hope we should have many opportunities of service in the future. Everyone here sends their blessing to you, but we must go. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
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 I've got to go now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I hope you get your boat soon, mate.
Well,
how are you going to manage a boat and marriage next year? I don't know. You haven't made up your mind which you want.
Becky.
Well, I suppose you get both.
Influence your medium to come to Reading again, not too long at all.
Well, I'll do my best.
Oh, yes.
Well,
you'll
bye-bye.
Know you
do
that.
Bye-bye,
yeah.
Becky.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it was quite interesting after all, wasn't it?
Yes. I wasn't listening to all grown-ups and nuts. Leslie, that wasn't too bad.
No. But still, it's nice to get one's own people from time to time.
Yes. Oh, dear.